BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Lie down, Bess. Good girl.
We've got the ewes here easily enough. I'm in no rush to go back. Best let Josh cool down. I don't know where he gets his temper from. Not that I need an excuse to spend a few minutes on Lakey Hill. Not at this time of year. The larks are up. We've got swallows dipping over the brook. The grass cut and wilting, just waiting to be gathered in Longfield and Upper Parks. Forget the silage, David. Getting wound up again isn't going to help.
Well done, girls. Not a bad lot of eggs for one morning. Get them graded, then send them straight out to the shop. Better hang on here a few minutes. I don't want to run into Dad again anytime soon. Not in the mood he's in.
Probably Kirsty, on her way back to Beechwood. She's disappointed, I think. It's a real shame that she and Philip didn't get their engagement party in before we had to cancel all the bookings. I wouldn't have minded getting Stephanie Casey's wedding out of the way either. No more endless changes to the layout. No more Vince Casey breathing cigar smoke all over me. Why did I say yes to lasagna tonight? I should have... Everything really has changed in the village. Linda would approve. No need for speed watch at the moment. Though I wish some of Susan's volunteer delivery drivers for the village shop would calm down. Okay, they're doing great work, getting supplies out to the vulnerable. But Barry becomes a complete maniac when he gets behind the wheel. Almost as bad as Josh. Except with Josh, it's not just a car. For pity's sake, what was the boy thinking of this morning?
Typical Dad, of course. Going off on one. Just because I happened to be the one driving when the forage harvester went kaput. It could just as easily have been Adam. Dad should be glad I'm doing contract work for Home Farm. And since they're doing the Brookfield silage, it made sense for me to take the harvest around Longfield. I know it better than anyone. You know, it's just bad luck it broke down. And how is it my fault Home Farm hasn't got a full set of spares? Maybe Dad should have a go at Adam for not doing the pre-season checks. I guess it's a lot easier blaming me. As per usual.
The village shop's doing a good job. I'd like to do more myself, but with the livestock and everything else to look after. Why didn't I jump in when Ruth offered to cook tonight? I should have volunteered to cook, but then I'd have had to explain why I don't want her making lasagna. Still, no sense worrying. About meals or anything else, we can't change things. Foot and mouth didn't beat us. This won't either. As long as Mum stays well. She's certainly not letting it stop her. Skyping Leonard most days. Online tea and cake with a flower rota every Tuesday. Very nice. My mum's got such a big heart. But living through a world war doesn't make her immune to this, does it? At least the kids are being great with her. I was afraid we'd all just get on each other's nerves. But Pip always keeps busy somehow. And Ben's doing okay. Dead set on university. Can't wait to get away from us, I suppose. Well, good luck to him. He's done such a good job training Bess. He's never much bother. Which just leaves Josh.
You'd think by now Dad'd understand. Parts wear out sometimes. The trouble is, he was amazing when I got arrested. Eventually. And Mum came round to it too in the end. They really stood by me. And they don't really bring it up now. Except the look Dad gives me sometimes. So I can't keep yelling at him to get off my back. It's just, when he's with Pip or Ben, talking about the dairy, when to vaccinate the lambs, it always feels, deep down, they're okay together. Not like me and him. Even our names. Pip, after Grandpa Phil. Ben, David Archer, that's obvious. Where's Joshua Matthew come from? Nowhere. Not that I can see. I guess Dad doesn't mean to play favourites, but it would help if we just got on okay sometimes. Come on, Josh. That's never going to happen, is it?
Suppose I could start the cooking myself tonight, like I've forgotten she ever mentioned lasagna. If Ruth's busy, she might be quite glad. Both lays in peak condition, perfect weather for silage, and not one trailerful in the clamp, thanks to my son. I'm not asking for miracles. I don't expect Josh to hang on my every word, but can't he accept that I know a little bit about farming? Like, if you're driving someone else's vehicle, perhaps keep an eye on what you're doing? Josh swears he wasn't hammering it, but he'll have been thinking about his hens or breathing new life into his machinery business or setting up some kind of mad deal somewhere else. Next thing, total standstill. What a surprise. Then he accuses me of having a go at him. He doesn't know what having a go really means. If he'd ever seen Grandpa Phil in his prime, if I got one tiny thing wrong when I was Josh's age, Dad was down on me like a ton of bricks. Always the same stupid complaints. I was too interested in girls, spent too much time mucking around with my guitar. I was still serious about farming, wasn't I? Even my time in Holland was all about picking up skills to bring back to Brookfield. Well, mostly. That's what Josh doesn't appreciate. I couldn't talk to my dad properly till I was much older. That's just how it was in those days. Thank heavens we've moved on. Josh knows any time he wants to talk something through, I'm there for him. So why doesn't he ever take me up on it? He's the hardest of the kids to read. I suppose because we're so different. I thought he might start to take things more seriously after his brush with the police. The contract work from Adam looked like a good first step. But just as you get your hopes up, he always lets you down again.
Come on, Bess.
Oh, yes, this is going to show him up. This is totally going to show him up. Come on, phone Dad now. No. Much better. Wait till later. Tell him in front of Mum. See, this proves it. Adam doesn't blame me for the forage harvester breakdown. He can't do. He's rung to offer more work. And not just silaging. Spraying work as well. Plenty of it. That'll be a shed load of money towards a car of my own. Just need to get my sprayer operator license first. How hard can that be? So if Adam's not blaming me, Dad can flipping well wind his neck in. It's just a pain the dealer's struggling to get the harvester parts. Too much downtime means no cash for a few days. Plus Dad blowing a fuse if sunshine frazzles the grass till crisp. Or there's a thunderstorm. Tracy again? Won't be anything important. Oh, I can't wait to see his face when I tell him. Though, maybe I shouldn't overdo it. I might need a loan if I do the spraying course. That won't go down well. Still, it's got to be worth getting the spray license. Plenty of work. Nice steady income for a lot of the year. I don't know why I didn't say yes straight away. Well, if Adam doesn't need to know till the end of the week, at least he's all right to work for. He It was pretty funny, watching him and Brian losing it over the spring barley last week. I guess it's the same everywhere. Brian's older, he's got to know better, hasn't he? Until he started drilling when the ground was too wet. What did he expect? Of course the rooks were going to guzzle the whole sowing when the soil dried out and cracked. No wonder Adam gave him a roasting. Oh, that must be sweet. Yeah, well, I've got one over on Dad this time, even if he never admits it. Until he gets the first cut in, I bet he'll be even grumpier than usual. It's ridiculous. With everything else going on, does he really need to be the world's biggest silage geek?
Over a week to get the harvester going again. Adam can't be serious. Grass is the lifeblood of this place. In another week, what we've cut will be useless. Let it go. We might be lucky and get the harvester sorted in the next few days. Fingers crossed. And fair's fair, Adam was very tactful about Josh. He said it definitely wasn't his fault, though, reading between the lines. Still, if Adam's not complaining, I don't need to. I've said my piece. Josh can take it on board or not. The important thing is, we're all in this together, so chill. Just try to have a normal evening, enjoying a nice family supper. I really should say something, but it's one of Ruth's signature dishes. I'm sure one day she will find the sweet spot between burnt to a crisp and slimy as snails. Not like last time. Ugh.
All right, Bess, nothing to see here.
Just an ordinary farmer with a million and one things to worry about. Silaging gone belly up, a son who's a complete mystery to me, and a supper I may have to tackle with a road drill. But the birds are still singing. There are still cows to milk. So we better just keep battling on. And see if I can get anywhere with my son this week.
Is this thing working? Oh, looking good, Trace. Okay. Hello, fellow Ambridge cricketers, and welcome to my first video. This was Roman's idea. You know my fella? He got fed up with me moaning. Reckon I should start my own video channel. My Brad reckons I should call it a vlog. But that's a totally stupid word, and I don't want to look like a prat, do I? And yes, this is my bedroom. But don't you start getting ideas. It ain't that sort of show. This is about the only place I can get away from me dad and the kids. And Gary. Believe me, you don't want to see my brother Gary in the background. Put you right off your tee, that would. Although you might just mistake him for a pile of old clothes with a beer and a pizza balance on it. I don't reckon he even noticed going into lockdown. He never got out much at the best of times. Where was I? Oh yeah, right. What with weeks of being at home, no work, no cricket, I would go and stir crazy. Dad can't see the problem, mind. Get paid for not going to work. Definition of heaven as far as he's concerned. But I had enough of that after the explosion at Grey Gables, and I know I should count me blessings, because I could have got seriously messed up like Linda Snell, or had a knock on the head like Roy Tucker. Mind you, knock on the head might be just the thing to improve your batting, Roy. Only joking. But as it happens, I have got some ideas about that, which I'll be coming to in a minute. While I'm on, Linda, if you see this, I know you're getting better, and I just want to send me love and best wishes. You'll soon be doing that umpiring course, don't you worry. So yeah, cricket. I know Harrison told us to take time off and enjoy being with our families, but I ask you, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Brad and Chelsea, of course I do, but I've seen enough of them these last few weeks to last me a lifetime. Cooped up, feeding this lot three times a day with nothing to take me mind off it. Pretty soon, Harrison and his copper mates will be carting me off down the neck. What I reckon is, we need to use this time while we ain't actually playing. Make the most of it. So when we do start back, it'll be all guns blazing. So, listen up for part one of Tracy's Team Talks.
Chris, it's Harrison, mate. Yeah, working. I'm in Borchester at the trading estate on a tip-off. Hoping I haven't been sent on a wild goose chase again. Oh, this guy, Big Stan, he's a sergeant too, but it took him about 30 years to get a promotion. He's made it very clear he thinks I'm a jumped-up college boy. Yeah, yeah. So while I'm waiting for someone supposedly to turn up, I thought I'd give you a quick call. Have you heard anything about Tracy? Yeah, cricket, not policing. Well, I don't know, I've just been hearing some very odd rumours. Oh, could you, mate? Cheers.
Emma, she's turned her life right around. Her and Ed, snug in Little Grange, their new love nest. Lockdown wouldn't be no problem for them. If the caravans are rocking, don't come a knocking, know what I mean? Although Emma will kill me if I call it a caravan. Sorry, Em, if you ever see this. It's a luxury mobile home. So that should be... If the mobile homes are shaking, don't... I'll get back to you on that one. How do I get on to Ed and Emma? Oh yeah, because if it hadn't been for me, they'd still be miserable as two dogs without a tail between them. But I got involved, didn't I? I told Emma to take a good look at herself, and she got off her backside and look at him now. And that's what we need in the cricket team. Someone who ain't afraid to say what needs saying. If you ask me, it's just as well we ain't been playing because our form's been shocking lately. And I'm sorry to say it, but the reason is we got a leadership problem. We shouldn't be on, what do you call it, furlough. We should be staying on the case, discussing tactics, boosting team morale. And I know it ain't easy, but we should be training, ready for when matches start again. Okay, we can't go to nets, but I've had Brad bowling to me in the back garden and doing catching practice and that. It just takes a little bit of imagination. But sooner or later, we're going to start facing teams again. And what I say is, we can't go on like we were. It's embarrassing. And believe me, I don't embarrass easy. Summit's got to change, and I'm not the only one who thinks that. So, I've taken action. Because if you don't shake the bottle, you don't get the fizz, do you?
That woman is completely bonkers. Oh, Chris, it's Harrison again. Could you check your email and ring me back? You'll never believe this. Tracy's challenging me for the captaincy. How mad is that? I don't know whether to be insulted or amused. It's like fighting over who's going to drive when the cars run out of petrol. Still, rules are rules. She's got 5 members supporting her nomination, so it'll have to go to a vote. I mean, I know it's a bit of a joke, but does she realise what a pain the job is? Usually people would swim through sewage rather than be made captain, ringing round trying to raise a team every week, motivating people to come to nets, dealing with the league. Oh, what am I saying? Of course she doesn't. Anyway, no doubt she's going to cause maximum drama, so I reckon we should get it tied off this week. Don't get me wrong, she's a gutsy player, but no way she's skipper material. I mean, do you remember that training session with Lee? Total farce with her on the megaphone. I mean, who did she think she was? You need someone solid and dependable, someone folk can rely on. Someone with integrity, with a track record of... Sorry, Chris, there's some lads just turned up, look a bit suspicious. Can you get a vote organised and I'll speak to you later? Oi, you two! What do you think you're doing?
Thing about Harrison is, he's a nice guy. But nice don't get you to the top of the league, does it? Like I said on the team Facebook group, if you ain't playing to win, there ain't no point playing at all. And I mean really playing, given whatever it takes. Because I mean, look who we're playing against. No one wants to lose to that pile of Muppets. Take Darrington. They're so up themselves. Yes, I am talking about you, Chris Mills, and your posse of posers. And as for Dad's Army, or Little Croxley, as they like to be known, I don't know what's happened to all the fit blokes in that village. Last time we played, they was either geriatrics or kids who hadn't started shaving. Then there's Paxley. Just one word for you, Paxley. Underarm deodorant. Try it sometime. So, yeah, I admit it, I am a bit competitive. And the opposition sucks. But there's another reason I want us to win. We all know Linda. Like I say, she is getting better. She's as tough as they come. But it's got to be a struggle. And her and Robert, they're probably our keenest supporters. How made up would they be if Ambridge started winning again, eh? And I know how to do it. I just need to be given the chance. So, there you are, you see. I ain't doing this for myself. It's for the village, the community. Well, all right, maybe it's a bit for myself, but what the... Sorry, gotta go.
20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do. You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. I had no idea Tracy was such a good writer. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. She must have had some help with this, surely. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. That sounds familiar. We have nothing to fear, but fear itself. Hang on a second. Let us therefore so bear ourselves that if the Ambridge cricket team lasts for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour. That's Churchill. Oh, for heaven's sake, talk about cut and paste. I've got to show this to Fallon. After the day she's had on the tea room account, she could do with a good laugh. Let's have a look at the comments. Should be hilarious. Oh, memorable words. Well, of course the Ashes got them off the internet. Just what we need in these difficult times. Utterly inspiring. They aren't taking it seriously, are they? Come on, Harrison Cocker, you should be rising above this. You've run enough fool's errands today, thanks to Big Stan. Hopefully Cecil Jackson's got the message now that you don't call the police when you run out of toilet paper. Cheeky, He's already got half the village running round after him. And at least I nicked those lads. Not good for them that there was a copper plonk right where they were meeting up. They couldn't believe their bad luck. I'm going to have to do something about this cricket thing, aren't I? If Tracy's posted that and people are buying it, I need a statement of my own. A manifesto. OK, what are my strengths? Hard working. Look how I washed all that kit when it got mouldy. Although that does make me sound like a janitor, not a skipper. What else? Morale. Morale. Good at keeping up morale, yeah. Although I hacked off Johnny at Nets, so... Is that a bit OTT? Better just keep it snappy and to the point. I believe that I should retain the captaincy of the Ambridge cricket team for the following reasons.
I told Brad to practice bowling the other way, but does he listen? So yeah, Tom, we're minus one shed window for the foreseeable. I told him he was grounded, but he just stood there looking at me funny, and then we both burst out laughing. Yeah. Any road, never mind Brad. If you vote for me, I personally guarantee we'll top the league just as soon as we start up again. What do you mean? I'm a woman of my word. And you know that manky old kit we've been playing with? I'd done a deal to get us all new stuff. Yeah. Never you mind. You just look forward to trying on your posh new shirt. Now, what else would help you stuff the opposition, eh? A bowling machine? Yeah. Yeah, of course, Tom. I reckon we could get one of them. No problem.
And while obviously it would be inappropriate to make promises that I could not be sure of delivering on, nonetheless, I undertake to always work to the best of my abilities for the benefit of the team. Best regards, Harrison Burns. Perfect. That should see off the opposition. And send.
Flippin' heck, Harrison. Point 7. In my recent professional development review, I have been very highly rated for professionalism, service delivery and working with others. and I believe these are transferable skills which I brought to the role of Ambridge cricket captain. Oh, mate, if you want people to vote for you, why didn't you get me to write this? Therefore, in conclusion, how much more of this is there? Democratic process, blah, 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 inappropriate to make promises. It's total Harrison, no filter. The sensible, dependable candidate. But, oh, so boring. And inappropriate to make promises. Not something Tracy would agree with. She certainly isn't afraid of promising anything. Winning the Village Cup. A jacuzzi in the dressing room. Free kitten for every player. All rubbish, but at least it's fun when she's around. And Lord knows we could all do with a bit of fun. Nice to be able to talk to Dad about it anyway. Meant I managed to swerve the subject of silage and forage harvesters for a bit. I can do without that sort of hassle at breakfast time. So, what's it to be? Steady as she goes with Harrison, or fun and frolics with Tracy? Oh, better get off to home farm. Drilling linseed today, Adam said. I can think about this in the tractor.
What do you mean you ain't voted yet? It's no hassle, Molly. Just go to the cricket team website and tick the box that says Tracy Orobin.
Yeah, I'm in the queue for the shop. Essential supplies.
Yeah, that does mean fags and vodka. What's your point?
Don't worry, none taken.
So come on, this vote. Oh, all right then, I'll call you back later. I ain't even told you my big news yet. I don't know what she's playing at. What is there to think about? Ain't she heard of girl power? I mean, I know Harrison was the one who let women in. One of his better decisions, I'll admit. But those dinosaurs what voted against it, they're still on the team. If I drop a catch or bowl a wide, Barry's straight in there with his snide comments about me bra being too tight or the time of the month. That's why I gotta take charge. The whole thing needs a brutal shake-up. What did Roman call it? A coup d'etat.
Right. At least that's what I'm telling the women.
Hey, Barry! What do you mean? It's me, Tracy. Tracy Orobin, your continuity candidate for cricket captain.
I'll vote when I finish drilling this linseed. Signal's rubbish out here. I could tell Brian wanted a word when I was hooking up the drill. He'll want to know about me getting those spraying certificates. I can't avoid Brian forever. How's the singulation doing? 99.4. Oh, this is such a good piece of kit. Okay, so maybe Harrison isn't exactly Mr. Dynamic. Plays it a bit safe sometimes. Like not letting Gavin Moss play. That was crazy. But at least he always picks me when I'm available. Mind you, so he should. I'm a class player. Haven't heard from Evie for 2 days now. Oh, it's a bit rougher here. Better slow down. It was just a joke. Not my fault if she took it the wrong way. It was probably going nowhere anyway. Hope Adam's getting that forage harvester sorted. I can't keep Dad talking about cricket forever. No surprise how he wants me to vote. Harrison's a bit dull, but he is pretty organised. Tracy? She's like a frog in a bin bag half the time. But at least she's got some spirit. And she doesn't care who she hacks off. Maybe that's the sort of captain we need.
All I'm saying, Will, is when you think of Harrison, you just think of that mouldy old gear we've been playing with. And when you think of me, you just think of all that lovely new stuff what's come in. I've done that for the team and I ain't even captain yet, so just think what I can do when I am. Yeah. Yeah, make sure you do. By 8 o'clock, remember? Ta-ra then. He's a tough nut to crack, Will. I'm quietly confident. And he didn't ask too many questions about our new sponsor. I mean, I don't know what people have got against Vince Casey. Bit flash, maybe, but he's all right. And he's stumping up for everything. And all he wants is his logo on the kit. I mean, the red's a bit in your face. And Casey meets his
bigger than I would have wanted, but it's better than that stinky old mouldy kit Harrison was foisting on us. Right, who's next on me list? Ah, here we go. Hey, Jolene! Yeah. Kenton told me you might be entering that Radio Borsetshire competition. You'd make a brilliant DJ. Yeah. Wow, if you don't blow your own trumpet, no one else will. Yeah. Right, so any road, cricket. Guess what I've done? Only gone and got us a sponsor.
Jacko. Yeah, you're needed at the front desk, mate.
Hiya, Jolene, it's Harrison.
I'll be with you in a minute, mate.
Sorry, I'm at work. I've been trying to get through for a while. I just wanted to check that you'll be voting today. Oh, did she? And what sort of things was she saying, if you don't mind me asking? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know how she can promise that. Sponsor? No, it's the first I've heard of it. Persuasive how? Oh, you aren't serious. Jolene, I hope when you vote you'll remember that you and me are family. No, I'm sorry. No. No, you're absolutely right. Bang out of order. Forget I said that. Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, I'd better leave you to it. Best of luck with the DJ competition thing. Bye. This is getting serious.
Pete, if the gaffer asks, I'll be in interview room 3. I need to make a few calls.
Oh, I'm so relieved the guys who stole the trailer have been nicked. Best news for ages. Harrison seemed genuinely pleased when he told me. That was sound of him. Mum and Dad will be relieved too. Not that they ever thought I'd broken the law, but it wasn't a good look. When the police arrived, I knew what they were thinking. Stupid, careless Josh. What's he done now? And to be honest, I have done some dumb things. Mum and Dad don't know the half of it. Let's keep it like that. No need for them to know, is there? I never want to see that look on Mum's face again. A young man in a hurry. That's what Neil called me. And he didn't mean it as a compliment. Well, fair dues. I did mess him around with the egg business. Everyone makes mistakes when they're starting out. I'd never do anything criminal. Which is not quite enough, is it? That can't be my bottom line. I've got to set the mark a bit higher than that. A couple of rows not planting. Vacuum pressure's okay. Air system's all right. Probably just a stony patch. Or some compaction, maybe? The spraying training and getting that certificate. I can see the sense in it. It'll cost a bit, but it'll mean I'll get more work from Adam. I'd need to take the loan from Mum and Dad, but I'll soon be able to pay it back. And if I'm going to carry on as a contractor, like Dad says, it's a no-brainer. Is that what I want to be, though? It'd be so easy to get sucked into that ready work, easy money. Then suddenly I'll be 40 and wondering what happened to all the dreams I had. What's it to be? Josh Archer, agricultural contractor, or Josh Archer, rural entrepreneur? I know which one I like the sound of. Not that this is a good time to be starting a new business. Or is it? Could be the best possible time.
All right, Chris. See ya. Typical. Should have known my nephew would be one of the We Love Harrison Brigade. Don't he know blood's thicker than water? Blackmail might do it. What have I got on him? Nah, there ain't time. Vote closes in a couple of minutes. Damn!
I really thought I was in for it when the boss called me in. Expected a slap on the wrist for doing cricket work on police time. Couldn't believe it when she told me what those lads had nicked on the trading estate had coughed to. All those burglaries. And the best bit was telling Big Stan how he helped me get the collar. The look on his face when he realised I was only at the trading estate at all because he was yanking my chain. Oh. Hi, Roy. Yeah, I heard. Thanks, mate. That's really good of you. Oh, is she? Let's take a look.
Hello, cricket lovers, and welcome to Tracy's team talk. So, it's all over. The votes have been counted, and it was a fair fight. I want to thank everyone who voted for me. Thanks, Jolene. Not an easy choice for you, I know. So, this is your captain speaking. The Ambridge team is under new management, and I guarantee you won't regret it. Right, this is what I want you all to do. First up, have a drink. Let's celebrate the new winning world of Ambridge cricket. Then, tune in tomorrow and be ready to take notes about how we're going to be the best team in the league.
Yeah, I've just been looking at it, Chris. Well, majority is majority, even if it was by just one vote. Yeah, I don't know how she knew how Jolene voted. What, everyone? Exit poll, right. No, I'm not upset at all, no. Oh, just because Jolene's my mother-in-law, I wouldn't expect that to influence her. Ah, yeah, thanks. And you. Tracy really doesn't know what she's let herself in for. Anyway, Harrison Cock, follow your captain's orders. Here's to Tracy. And the best of luck, lass, because you're going to need it.
Dad'll go mental if I tell him I'm not going for the sprayer operator's licence after all. He won't get why I've changed my mind. He just won't. More inquiries. Every home delivery service in Borsetshire's chasing me up. I wish I did have more eggs to sell. If I had more hens, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Didn't see that coming. I mean, yeah, she ran a good campaign, but I was so sure Harrison was going to keep the captaincy. I mean, he's a bit safe. Well, boring. But at least he won't make us turn out in fancy dress or whatever other mad ideas Tracy's got. I wonder if she'll keep me in the team. Not if she ever finds out I voted for Harrison. Better ring and offer my congratulations. Yeah. That's 20 minutes you'll never get back. Never phone Tracy without ear defenders. It's only an excuse anyway. I just don't want to start the other calls. Why did Dad promise Adam I'll track down those forage harvester parts if the dealer can't? Like I'm supposed to magic up a cut-bar clutch out of thin air? Thanks a bunch, Dad. I guess saying I've got the chat for it is his idea of a compliment. Yeah, well, maybe I used to be good at persuading people. BDD, before the dodgy digger. Now I don't trust half my contacts and the rest think I'm a crook. Not ideal when you want to start begging favours. No, I'm done with machinery. Forget it. I'm going out, getting on with my day. So, if I'm not going for the spray licence, I've got to have more cash coming in somehow. The sooner we get the harvester rolling, the better. Plus, it'll be easier telling Adam I'm not going for spray training if I've tracked down the missing spares for him. Plus, Dad actually thinks I can do this. Okay, where do we start? Ah, the guy in Edgeley, yeah. Might as well begin with miserable Mick. He's going to be so pleased to hear from me. Here goes.
That's more like it. Nicely wilted grass and plenty of it. With any luck, this is going to make top-grade silage. And Ruth's a star, covering me on trailer duty for half an hour. I think a bit of a thaw's finally setting in. How could I have made such a rookie mistake on Monday?
Ow! It's been great bringing the grass in, but my back. How long have I been stuck in a cab today? Feels like forever, since Adam and Josh got the harvester up and running this morning.
I knew that boy could do it. Anyone who can talk miserable Mick into coughing up spares at such short notice, and at a relatively sensible price, has got the gift of the gab in spades. I would have had to sign my soul away. I don't know how Josh does it.
Right, that's it. Fence on. No foxes getting in here tonight. And when I get a new chicken shed, twice the size, three times probably. Yeah. When all this is over, there's going to be no stopping me. It hasn't been a bad day, really. I haven't seen Dad so relaxed in ages. His face when I told him Mick had exactly what we needed. I still don't get why he thinks it's such a big deal. Basic negotiation, that's all. As soon as I mentioned the classic Landini and Darrington, Mick was a pussycat. I don't know why he has a thing for old Italian tractors. Who cares? I just gave him a number. In return, I got the harvester back in action. Still, it meant Dad was in a good mood when we stopped for a break from silaging. He even invited me to share a flask. It made it a lot easier, telling him what I've decided about the home farm offer. I'm pretty sure I've done the right thing. It was cool, being offered the spray work. Shows what they think of me. But getting the licence would be such a trap. Easy money till I end up becoming a hired hand for the rest of my life. No way! Okay, selling machinery went belly up for me. But I still want to be my own boss, whatever it takes. I can't believe Dad was so cool about it. And when I told him I want to expand the egg business. The only downside was having his music blasting out of the tractor. How can he stand that stuff all day? It was like we time-warped back to the 70s. Bowie, Roxy Music, Mark Bolan. Oh, and his idea of what I'd like. I told him, they're called Dire Straits for a reason. But he couldn't get over his little joke.
Josh was doing his best to keep a straight face, but I could see he was cracking up inside when I told him this was our song. The Sultans of Silaging. Never gets old. And I'm surprised how positive he was about my new idea as well.
Oh, please be a joke. It's the leather jacket all over again. Total midlife crisis. Okay, I know he liked his music back in the day when everyone played hurdy-gurdies and lutes, but he's a grandfather now. He can't go digging round in the attic for his old guitar and hope to start playing in public. I reckon the Canterbury Tales got him hooked on making an idiot of himself. All the clapping went to his head. But if he seriously thinks anyone wants to see him singing and playing on stage, even if it's only in the barn once we start doing weddings again, he's lost his mind. Though I chickened out of telling him. He looked way too happy. It was weird. Kind of young again. Oh well, at least Mum's sure it won't come to anything. I can't believe she thinks it's sweet of him. Not the word I'd choose. Still, no harm in dreaming until life gets back on track. While I plan going big with the egg business, more hens, bigger chicken shed, upgrade the paddock, Dad can prance round like Disco Dave. I love that name. Can't remember if me or Mum came up with it. I'll have to tell him tonight. I wasn't planning on asking about my own name. It just came out. I don't remember Mum ever telling me before. Still, if she swears it's true. Gran's always said I looked like Dad when I was a baby. I didn't realise he called me Junior Me, though. Till it shrank to J.M. and they had to find proper names to fit it. Junior Me, J.M., Joshua Matthew. So I sort of am named after Dad. I still don't buy we've ever been that similar. although the photo Mum dug out, Dad in his glam rock phase, stars on his face, clutching a guitar. Yeah, all right, put it next to a couple of ones from my school leaving do. Pretty uncanny, actually, from a certain angle. Maybe I am a bit like Dad in some ways. Which is okay, I guess.
Is that Rex off to Hollowtree? I thought I was working late. At least the gate's fixed now, and I haven't had to pick up any drink cans. This is Lakey Hill the way it used to be, years ago, when we brought the kids up here on Sundays. They used to love this time of year. Joshy pointing out the buildings in the village. St. Stephen's, the stables, the bull, Bert and Frieda in Woodbine. You can see everything from up here. You still can. Everything that matters right now. He's such an odd mix. Way too cocky, till you say something and it all drains out. Why did he assume I'd blow up about the spray license? All right, I think he's making a mistake not going for it. It's always good to have contract work to fall back on. But I can understand him wanting to run his own life. If I had his people skills, I might be the same. Although if it was me... Well, it isn't me. It was good sharing that flask. Talking, not working for once. I still don't know why I told him about the guitar. I'm amazed he didn't die laughing. He certainly gave my playlist a good kicking. I was waiting for more cackles when I said I wanted to start playing again, but he just turned away and thought about it quietly. Sometimes I don't know what's going on in that boy's head at all. I hope Ruth's okay about the guitar. I think she's forgiven me by now, though memo to self, asking for an honest opinion on Monday should have been a red flag. She never asks for an honest opinion unless she's feeling really insecure. And on reflection, not quite as bad as your last lasagna, didn't cut it. I'll try out some tunes after supper. Get everyone away from their screens for a few minutes. As long as they don't expect too much, I'm not aiming for the O2, just something to offer at wedding receptions, maybe the odd gig at the Bull once it's open again. Well, if the Stones still get a hearing, why not me? It's silly, really. I was so relieved Josh didn't laugh at me. I wanted to show him I'm not just a silage geek. Old fogies have dreams too. I don't want to make the same mistakes Dad made with me. Not really understanding each other for so long. I suppose that's what got me thinking about playing again. Remembering the old arguments. Why don't you ever play proper music? It seemed proper to me then. I'd watch Mark Bolan or Phil Lynott on stage and want to be up there with them. More than anything else in the world. Maybe Josh was okay about it because I didn't moan at him packing up his machinery business. In some ways, that's a huge relief. Stops him getting his fingers burned again. And his plans for upsizing the egg enterprise certainly make sense. Lots of people now are really relying on local growers and sellers. If anyone can make a go of selling more eggs, it's Josh. Just as long as he does his books properly this time. Oh well, what will be, will be. I bet I gave Dad some real headaches the way I used to do things. Just like Josh does to me now. Doesn't stop you praying your children's dreams will come true one day. Or stop you loving them for one single second. I might even remember to tell him that sometime. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Tim Harford, the presenter of More or Less. And I believe that if you want to understand the world, which is a very big, very complicated place, then numbers are an absolutely essential tool. They're like a telescope for an astronomer or an X-ray machine for a radiographer. Numbers answer questions we can't answer in any other way, such as, how safe is a home birth? And yes, we check the facts. What are those lying politicians lying to us about this week? So please subscribe to More or Less. And let numbers light up your world.